Here at The World, we've been following the band Cobble Dreams since they first moved to the U.S. a few years ago.
I cannot decorate this pain for you, my brother. I stand by the mirror, see the pain under my skin.
Cobble Dreams is one of Afghanistan's first rock bands to emerge after the Taliban and their music ban were erased. Still, they received death threats and had to flee Afghanistan. Now they're living in Oakland, California, and out with a new album that reflects politics in the U.S. and the tension they feel. Suleiman Kardash, the band's lead singer and guitarist, recently sat down with Shuka Kalantari.
In his studio in Oakland, Suleiman Kardash tells me about the song he wrote, called Saturated Hope. He says it's about the feeling of never being able to live in the place you call home.
The song is about waking up every day and some days waking up in different places and starting all over again and coming here not having anything that you had back home.
I gave up on life 100 million times. I fade up.
Kardash has dark eyes, black hair, and a thin frame. He was born in Kabul but grew up as a refugee in nearby Uzbekistan during the Taliban rule. At high school in Uzbekistan, his friends exposed him to punk rock and bands like Nirvana and the Sex Pistols.
God save the queen, the fascist regime.
He was hooked. He picked up his first guitar at 14 and never put it down. As a refugee, music gave Kardash a sense of home. After the fall of the Taliban, he returned to Afghanistan in 2007 and started Kabul Dreams with two other Afghans who'd also returned home.
You gotta come with me, nobody cares for you, this crazy century, I'm not the enemy.
Kardash says the band never planned to leave Afghanistan, but dreams of the U.S. invasion bringing democracy there were shattered. Bombings keep happening. The UN reports more than 63,000 Afghans killed between 2009 and 2016. So Kabul Dreams left Kabul for good.
It wasn't easy, not only for me, for all the refugees, I guess. And moving from one place to another constantly actually makes you who you are, too, in a way.
In 2014, the band decided to make California their new home. And the bandmates started from scratch. They got day jobs and sales, or whatever they could find to support themselves. Kardash bought his first car, something he never had in Kabul. Now, here in the States, Kardash is surprised he's confronting a new challenge, Islamophobia.
For me, I thought those issues were already clear before I came, to be very honest.
Kardash says President Donald Trump's attempt at a travel ban aimed at Muslim countries is ridiculous. Even though Afghanistan isn't on the list, he says his religion and ethnicity are targeted. Kardash hopes his music will help people rethink stereotypes.
If a kid in California finds out about Kabul Dreams being from Afghanistan, but being right now in Oakland, and if they listen to our music and they say, oh, wow, I like their music, I'm pretty sure that they would change their perspective about where we are coming from. That would change his mind about people, the immigrants, people from different background and different religion or maybe non-religious people.
Kabul Dreams recently released their latest album. It's called Megalomaniacs. Suleiman Kardash says megalomaniacs rule much of the world today, causing people to flee their homes and become immigrants and refugees. It's Kardash's story. It's Kabul Dreams' story. And a story the band will share one song at a time. For The World, Shuka Kalantari, Oakland, California.
Shuka's story is part of West of Middle East, a podcast by the Neda Nobury Foundation. You can listen to more of Kabul Dreams music at PRI.org.
Your shadow is mine, and I will find